Let's wheel on over and welcome in our guests here for today. Joining us, members from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. And let's start by introducing CEO Marvin Denzer. Marvin, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. I'm just going to give a quick overview of Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. And then I brought with me today Mike Rohrer. He's our energy specialist, along with Jessica Hines and Susan Larson. And they're going to from our marketing communication department. And so they're going to give an overview of Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. But before we get started, a little bit about Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. We are a cooperative, meaning that we have over 47,000 member owners. So we're owned by the people we serve. We serve all the way north up to Waconia, out west to the Arlington Green Isle area, down south to Waterbury Legion area, and out east to the Elko New Market area. So within that, it's about 968 square miles. There's other utilities that are within there. However, we serve most of the rural areas within that 968 square miles. And we're proud to say that everything we do at Minnesota Valley Electric is for our member owners. Again, we have over 47,000 member owners. With that, we have three districts that have ran by a board of directors, and we have three directors from each district. And District 1 is out in the Prior Lake Savage area. Real quickly, we have Deb Erickson, our board president, Tom Wolf, who's our vice president, and then Michael Linz also represents District 1. District 2 is north of the river, and that's Michelle Morrison, Greg Bowe, and Brent Lawrence. And District 3 is south of south area, and that's Kevin Gibbs and Liz Krochak. So that's our board members. Today, I want to talk a little bit about our ACSI score, which is American Customer Satisfaction Survey Index score. And what we do is annually or twice a year, we survey our members and say, how are we doing as a cooperative? And this year, we received a score of 89 out of 100, which, to put that in perspective, the average cooperative utility score around the country is 76. Again, Minnesota Valley scored an 89. The municipals around the country have a score of 75. And then the investor-owned Excels of the world, they have a score of 74. So as you can see, with Minnesota Valley scoring an 89, that's a big deal. And it goes back to the credit of the individuals that are with me today and also the whole team at Minnesota Valley Electric. And I want to go on to say that our exceptional member satisfaction score is a direct reflection of MVC's team's unwavering dedication and commitment to serving our membership every single day. It's all about the members. And every decision we make, again, it's all about the members, and that's being a member-owner cooperative. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mike Rohrer, who's going to talk a little about some of the products and services that we have at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
Mike, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, my name is Mike Rohrer, Energy Sales and Production Product Development. I've been with Minnesota Valley for about 1 year, a little more than 1 year. And like Marvin said, it's all about the members, and I try to keep that in mind with every call I take. I would say that I would start by saying that probably the most important thing you can do is check the Minnesota Valley website. And the reason why I say that is because it's an awful lot of information. It's hard to take all that information in. I'm not sure I would be able to. So please take a look at that website and give me a call if you need questions to answers like, we're a trusted energy partner, and when it comes to residential energy support, we assist the members pinpointing why a bill might be unusually high, recommend best solutions for heating and cooling and more, and we can troubleshoot together. And for heating and cooling, consider an air source heat pump. Now, for those of you that don't know what an air source heat pump is, that's both an air conditioner and a heater. And it might be a very good option, especially for those folks that are out in more rural areas that make use of propane as their main source of energy. But a lot to know there, and that, again, is on our website as well. I can help you with installing a electric vehicle charger. That's probably one of the most, I would say, one of the chief things that I deal with from day to day. So I can help with that. Getting the most from your Wi-Fi thermostat, I can help you with the questions surrounding that. Any and all of the EnergyWise programs and how to use electricity wisely in your home and pay lower rates. Very important, something that most people can take advantage of in some way, shape, or form. And if you have questions about that, please let me know. I can recommend trusted contractors. That's probably one of the number one questions I get is, who do I call for something, whether that's a plumber, electrician, or both. When it comes to equipment, we do keep certain essentials in stock. Right now we sell electric garage heaters as well as electric water heaters. We sell the Rheem Marathon brand, and you cannot actually get the Rheem Marathon brand from any other source other than a co-op. So something that is available to our members and very much worth your while. New rebates. This is something completely and totally new. It is not on the website yet, just to be clear, because it hasn't actually started yet. But we will soon have new rebates for electric lawn equipment. Lots of people are buying new types of lawn equipment, mowers, trimmers, edgers, leaf blowers, among others. We will have brand new rebates for those items. So that is exciting and will be taking place very soon. That rebate goes on to your bill as a credit, keeping in mind that is how that will work. The rebate section is something that you can look at on the website as well. Lots to see there.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That's, again, Mike here with MVEC. And who is next with us? Jessica.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Jessica. I am a digital communications specialist at MVEC. I'm actually from Henderson originally, and I've been with MVEC for about 5 years in September. So in my job, I'm happy to be the person who schedules many of the sponsorships at MVEC community. Our engineers and linemen conduct free electrical safety demonstrations, usually for kids. And sometimes we bring a utility vehicle for kids to touch and truck events, and some staff talk at career day events to give students an idea of what it's like working in a cooperative and what kind of jobs we have here. One upcoming event we are excited to host is our Twins Youth Baseball Clinic on Friday, July 11th. So that's next month at the Jordan High School baseball fields. It's a free event for boys and girls ages 6 to 12. And also, if you have friends that want to come who might not be on the lines, they are welcome to come too as long as they register. Kids will learn the fundamentals of hitting, running, and fielding from Minnesota's Twins staff. We've hosted around 150 participants over the past 2 years and are expecting a big turnout this year. It's a free event, but signing up is important to make sure that we have enough room for everybody. We have an advertisement on our website homepage, www.mvec.net, that will take you to more information and to sign up for the Twins event. Again, that time and date are 2 to 5 p.m. Friday, July 11th. Other events at MVEC will be in person for 1 day each at the Scott County Fair in July and the Carver and Leesour County Fairs in August. We are sending staff to answer questions, linemen to conduct our electrical safety demonstrations, and a few other surprises still under planning. We'll have a vehicle in Henderson Sauerkraut Days Parade on Sunday, June 29th for Sauerkraut Days. And we are also co-sponsor of Kolachki Day Car Show, and we'll be in Montgomery's Parade on Sunday, July 27th.
Excellent. Jessica, thank you very much. And next up, we have Susan Larson. Susan.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, Jessica talked about a lot of things coming up in the future, so I'm just going to backtrack a bit and talk about at our annual meeting, which was April 8th, and we were happy to provide 20 scholarships to high school seniors from 11 area high schools. So that was a really good representation, and we had a really good turnout. I think there was only one student who had was on vacation or at a baseball game. So we were happy for them to attend our annual meeting. We also had a second chance scholarship drawing. So any senior in high school who came to the meeting with their parents, we had a drawing for 5 additional $1,500 scholarships. So that was a random draw. And again, that drew a lot of new families to our annual meeting. The scholarships are funded by unclaimed capital credits. So as a member, you have a share in the cooperative, and over the years, those shares accumulate. And then even if you're off our lines at the time that your capital credits come due, we do try to find you or try to use the last known address. But sometimes we can't find everyone. So that money, the unclaimed capital credits, goes into a fund to fund the scholarships. And that's just one of the few ways that the state of Minnesota allows co-ops to use that unclaimed money is for education and scholarships. Another exciting thing happening next week is our youth tour student. She will leave for Washington, D.C. This year, Anne-Marie Klein, who is a junior or was a junior at Southwest Christian High School, she will join about 40 other Minnesota students, and they travel together to Washington, D.C. and meet up with, I think it's around 2,000 students from across the United States. And it's kind of a cooperative slash legislative slash history leadership tour. So she will get to meet Minnesota lawmakers. They go tour some historic sites, and it's kind of a boot camp to learn more about cooperatives and the role that they serve across the United States. So we look forward to when she comes back. She will present to our board of directors her presentation, and we'll also have an article about her in our upcoming August Electric Eye newsletter, so members should look for that. And we also hope she checks in with us every once in a while, and so that we can post some of her adventures on social media. So that's what's kind of going on between what Jessica and I said for the communications department.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Susan. Let's go back to Marvin.
Thank you. Just want to make sure that you guys watch for us this summer. As Jessica mentioned, we'll be in local celebrations and parades throughout the summer. So I wanted to make sure that you take a look at and watch our website at www.mvec.net. And we'll be in our local parades and celebrations. Along with that, I wanted to let you know that we, this fall, crazy we're talking about fall already, but here we are, summer, that we'll have several open houses that we're going to have around our service area. And this is a great opportunity for our members to meet with our staff and talk more about some of their EnergyWise services and products that we have out there. So again, there'll be more information on our website that comes that we post in throughout the summer. So please watch for that. I also want to extend again before we go here today about our board of directors, and special thanks for them, the guidance and alignment that we have there, along with our entire Minnesota Valley team. As you know, there's just a few of us represent Minnesota Valley today, but we have our MSRs with billing questions, we have the linemen that are out there, and also with our designers as well. So I want to extend a huge thank you all to them. And in closing, I want to make sure that we talk about the move over law, if you will, because the our linemen are out is along restoring power and creating and building lines. And what happens is you see the flashers out there and you see the cones out there. So when you see that, make sure you give them room. Move over. As you know, they're up in the bucket truck or up in the bucket most often. And so give them some room. Slow down and watch for the cones and watch for the beacon lights. So I ask that you we keep safety as a top priority at Minnesota Valley Electric, and we want to rely on the public to also team up with us and continue that safety initiative moving forward. So with that, I turn it back to you. And if there's anything, other questions you have for Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
I want to thank you guys for coming in here. You guys have a lot of great information prepared. So you made my job easy this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Again, that is Marvin Denzer, CEO, Mike Rohr with Energy Sales and Product Development, Jessica Hines, Digital Communication Specialist, and Susan Larson, Communication Specialist. To all of you, thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
You bet. All right. We will go ahead and take this last break